episode 1025, Flourish.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope your week is off to a tremendous start. It has been a whirlwind for us already. It's just because the wind is blowing so hard outside, it has not stopped. So hopefully we will stay connected today. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and it's all about you. It's time to flourish. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, we got to get this out of the way first. It is Halloween. For those of you who celebrate Halloween, happy Halloween. I got to tell you, I'm not one who does it, but I want to honor those who do. So if you're dressing up in your costumes and you've got your ghosts and goblins visiting today, awesome. Enjoy their time. And then I want to flip it though. You know, way back when we were little, there was nothing that stopped us. We could flourish in every moment, flourish even in a dry season, bloom where the pain haunts you, thrive where you're planted. But what happens? We grow up. We begin to fizzle. We get weak. No one likes to go through a season in life hurting and wondering if this is all. We all want to know there's a brighter side, and that's what hope offers. But when you're feeling hopeless and needing a ray of sunshine, a huge hug, you flourish. Not because of what you can do, but because of God's unfailing love for you. Psalm 52, verse 8 says this, "But I am like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever." God loves you right where you're at. He loves you in the pain. He loves you in the sorrow. He loves you when you're happy, and he loves you when you're smiling. He even loves you when you're sad. And that's where your hope lies today, in God's love. Are you trying to fight the world all by yourself? Are you feeling overwhelmed by what your boss has assigned to you? Maybe you've got this huge project. Maybe you need to be delivering those Halloween treats that you just found out you were on the party committee and didn't know about it until like just a few minutes ago. Yeah, I know. Those days happen to us. Maybe you had an argument with your wonderful spouse. Well, at least at the time, before the argument, everything was wonderful until the argument. Life happens, life gets in the way, but that doesn't mean that you can't flourish. You're called to flourish. The psalm continues in verse 9, "For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people, and I will hope in your name, for your name is good." There is power in the name of Jesus. There's not power in your name. The power lies in Jesus' name. Whose name are you crying out when you're in trouble? Whose name are you crying out when you need hope? When you need that ray of sunshine? When you need that bear hug that no one's given to you and you're just walking around feeling just cold as anything? Where's the bear hug? There's power in the name of Jesus. When you want to flourish and are tired of doing life your way, cry out Jesus. Include him in your conversations. Don't fret without calling upon Jesus. How many episodes of disaster, if you want to call it that, have you had already this morning? Maybe it was spilt milk. Oh, I've had some of those, and they are so not fun. You know, milk is great, but it does not do the floor good at all. Maybe you were just running behind because you slept through your alarm. Maybe electricity went off because there's so much wind outside. Whatever it is in your life right now, whatever disaster is holding you and pinning you down to the floor that you feel like you can't get out of it, cry out, Jesus. Release your frustrations at the foot of the cross. God is big enough to take on anything. We forget that. Why? Because we're weak. But he is strong. And that is how you flourish. That's how you make it through to the next day. Sometimes we get a medical diagnosis that we don't want. A really good friend just made an announcement today. A lot of you may know her, Lisa Turkhurst. She's actually having surgery on November 10th. She has cancer. She came on live on Facebook to make the announcement. I just happened to catch it. Sometimes we don't know what we're facing in the day. But she sat there and shared her story. And she goes, I know that I'm going to be in pain, but I will flourish. She talked about this particular Bible verse. I will flourish because of Jesus' name, not because of my name, not because of what I do, not because of where I've come from, not because of how much money I made, not because of my title, not because I have so many kids, not because I attend a great church or that I volunteer in 20,000 different places, not because I'm busy all the time. I flourish because of Jesus. Life isn't about you. That should make you smile. That should make you feel bigger. Why? Because God loves you right where you're at. God is big enough to take anything on. Flourish. Let this be the song of your heart today. Flourish where you stand, even when you sit. Flourish and let God love you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.